We're doing Brachot, we're up to Tetzayin Amud Bet, we're up to the Mishnah. We had mentioned how Rabban Gamliel read Shema the first night he got married, and that seems to go against what the Mishnah said, you don't read. We'll see at the end of this Mishnah how that works. Lachatz Laila Rishon Shemeta Ishto, Rabban Gamliel also washed himself on the night after his wife had passed away. She had been buried that day, and he's an avel for 7 days, and avelut goes in stages. There's the day the person passed away, and then there's the first 3 days, and there's the first 7 days, and then the 30, and then the year. So he washed himself, and amrulo talmidav, his students asked him, limatanu rabbeinu, didn't you teach us, Rabbi, she'avel asur lichotz, that a person in mourning is prohibited from washing? He said, "No, I'm different than other people. I'm a particular person, and when I don't wash, it's painful for me. The prohibition of washing is washing for pleasure. For me, washing is a matter of pain. If I don't do it, it afflicts me. And there are people like that. There are millions of people in the world who, if they don't rinse themselves daily and they need special shampoos." If they don't rinse themselves daily, then they start getting like blisters. They get like little blisters on their head or other places in their skin, and they even have a name for it. I forgot the name. I spoke once to a skin doctor. He told me millions and millions, maybe what? Something like that, yeah. I don't know exactly what his condition was. There's a discussion. Rashi says, Istinis is Adam Unag Umfunak. That istinis is more like a person who is spoiled and pampered, and if he doesn't have it, then he's going to be very bothered by it. Tosfa says ikatzar, there's literally pain if he doesn't. What? Yeah. Okay. Uchshemet Tevi Avdo, and when Rabbi Gamliel's servant Tevi passed away, kibel alav tanchumin, he accepted comforts, and it seems that there are two dinim in Nichum Avelim. There's a din of giving, and there's a din in accepting, and he accepted. Amru lo talmidav lo lematanu rabbeinu shen mekablin tanchumin al avadim. And you taught us, Rabbi, that you're not supposed to accept comfort over a servant that passes away, and the Gemara is going to explain that part of the idea is that if you accept comfort over him, then people will think he's your relative, and if they think he's your relative, then when it comes to his children, they might treat them well, like they have yichus of a regular Jew, and then a kohen might marry them, etc. He said, yeah, Tevi's not like all other servants. Kasheraya, he was kosher, seemingly indicating that the idea of not accepting comfort on the others is that they're not kosher. Okay, so that needs work. The Mishnah now tells us if a chassan does want to read Shema the first night, he may. Not everyone who wants to behave like he is exceptional may do so. So, of course, his own father, Rabbi Gamliel, he was exceptional. So he could read it. Everyone agrees that what Rabbi Gamliel did in the previous Mishnah is acceptable. Although the halacha says that a chassan is potter from Shema, but he was definitely capable of being notelet Hashem, taking that name of being an exceptional person. He was an exceptional person. He was the Nasi, he was the chief rabbi of Israel. So of course, when he says, I can focus and I'm not giving up on the reading of Shema, that's acceptable according to all opinions. The Gemara says, okay, so Rabbi Gamliel washed the first night after his wife passed away. My time at Rabban Gamliel, what's the reasoning behind what he did? Kasevara ninut laila drabanan. That Rabbi Gamliel holds that although the day that a relative passes, the Torah teaches us the concept of aninut. The Torah doesn't discuss aninut with regards to prohibitions. The Torah simply tells us that there's a prohibition to eat from maaser when one is an onin, when one does vidui maasrot, when one, so to speak, makes a proclamation that he did what he should with the Trumas and Maestros. One of the things that a person has to proclaim is, Lo achalti ve'oni mimenu. I did not eat it when I was in the status of being an onin. An onin is one whose relative passed away and has not yet been buried. So, Rabbi Gamliel held that the night following the day is not biblical. it's only rabbinic. And then it becomes just like a day of mourning. So in the morning, it's rabbinic. And in the morning, the mourning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, and the avelut, that's rabbinic, starting that night. So then the rabbis did not prohibit an istinis from washing. And here we see an interesting concept. Although ordinarily in all mitzvos of the Torah, the night is always a new day. The night starts a new day. Chazal had a machlokes in the Talmud in Zvachim. How do we treat aninut? Do we say that in Onan, the following night is still a continuation of that day and it's biblical or not? And Rabbi Gamliel held that it's not biblical. Aninut of that following night is only a rabbinic institution, and then it falls under the category of Avelut. And that's why for Avelut, which is rabbinic, he may rinse himself because he is an istinis. What comes out of this is it would seem that that day, though, he'd be prohibited, even if he was an istinis. Yeah?
I don't understand. So if a person is a man, so if someone dies, if someone's relative dies Monday evening, so he's a man till Tuesday evening, no?
So... We say that aninut is only until the body was buried.
Okay,
it's, yeah.
So I didn't understand what are we talking about night and day.
I don't know when his wife passed away. Maybe it was in the late afternoon. I don't know. You're right. It's a good question.
So
I don't know.
Lishon, we don't know. It's the first night after she's buried.
That's what it would seem like. Yeah. Why? If she would or would not have been buried?
She wasn't buried for a week.
I don't know. Sorry.
Mishnah only talks about exemption of tefillah and tefillah.
We'll get there. We'll get there. That's the next perek. Mishnah Meitot. We're one page away.
That's
the next step.
After becoming a novella, not a man, that he can wash?
The Gemara's assumption over here is that an onen may not wash. That needs a lot of discussion because we just learned in Shmuel, we didn't learn, we're going to learn this coming Sunday, that David HaMelech did wash after his boy was passed away. So that's discussed in Halacha. How did he do that? Okay. So again, the Gemara says, Kasavar Rav Gamliel held aninut laila drabanan. The din onen of that night is only rabbinic. D'chtiv achita ki yomma. As the pasuk tells me that ultimately the bitterness is like a bitter day, indicating one day of bitterness. Uvimkom istinis lo gazru ba rabbanan. And being that the night is already rabbinic, so then the rabbis did not prohibit an istinis from washing, and that's why he could wash himself. He was an istinis.